Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Kenna?
Yes, this is Kenna.
Hi, did I say your name right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Hi, this is Michelle. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. You?
Good, thank you. So I heard from one of my friends that you wanted to speak.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So I'm doing this project, and to give you a little background of our topic, our driving question is, what motives and judgments within the legal system in America converge to form laws about drug use?
So we
want to study why certain things like dangerous substances like alcohol and tobacco are allowed versus marijuana, and what goes into making marijuana legal in certain states like California, but not other states.
Okay.
So I
guess what I would say about California specifically is that it's overall a very liberal state compared to most. So the battle to make marijuana legal has been going on for a long time, but it recently passed. So that we're seeing like a huge change now. I'm a defense attorney and I work for the public defender's office. So ever since marijuana became legal to possess like in small quantities, I've seen a lot of less cases being filed on a misdemeanor level because of the idea that it's now legal. But before, there are cases being filed left and right, you know, they're driving under the influence of marijuana, or which still is technically a crime. Hi, morning. Although it's not, it's really kind of impossible to prove at this time. So I would say that even beyond marijuana, drug laws in California have become more relaxed. In September of 2014, lawmakers passed Prop 47, and it made most drug possession cases misdemeanors. So they used to be felonies where people used to get up to life in prison for just possessing stupid amounts of meth or cocaine, but now it's a misdemeanor. So compared to state prison, like where you could spend the rest of your life, people who are now convicted of it can spend up to a maximum of 1 year in county jail. So even now, the culture of drug use and drug possession has changed significantly, where it's become a little bit more relaxed, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. So what is the process in making these decisions?
I'm sorry?
What is the process in making these decisions?
Well, it's pretty much based on a lawmaker basis. There are a lot of bills that are passed. I know that months before marijuana became legal, there were petitioners outside of grocery stores or outside of several establishments asking for people's signature. If you get a certain amount of signatures, I forgot what the amount is, then they send it up to Sacramento, to lawmakers, to get lobbyists to create bills that, if passed, would create or change the laws. So it's not an easy process. It's not something that happens quickly. But that is the biggest way. Actually, I think that's the only way that laws are changed, pretty much. Like, the voters go out, they vote to determine whether or not marijuana should be legal, or, for example, if trash bags should be banned in grocery stores, or, you know, other things that are on the ballot. In what I do for a living, I see its direct effect, because when certain laws are passed, it either helps my clients a lot or it just hurts them. And with passing or making marijuana legal, it's been helping my clients a lot for the most part. But it's still a crime. You can't, like, possess over a certain amount and sell it. Like, that's still, like, a felony. But which means that you can get state prison time. But for the most part, just having a bill created and having voters vote on it is the one way, or the biggest way that laws are passed. Another way that laws are changed, or if somehow your case goes to the California Supreme Court or the United States Supreme Court, and these big rulings are issued that, you know, creates law for the state or even the nation.
So,
if I'm speaking too fast, let me know.
All right. What systems impact these decisions?
What systems? I would say, like the state capitol impacts these decisions, because, again, it all has to go through the state capitol. In California, it's in Sacramento. So, that's where the governor is, and so then he signs certain laws into effect, or, like, that's just for California, or, but if you want something on a national level, the U.S. Supreme Court or the president can get involved in creating certain or changing certain laws or rules. But specifically to California, the big changes happen in Sacramento, pretty much, because that's where the governor is. That's where bills ultimately go to him, and he can decide to sign them into law or reject them. Of course, voters help along the way, but we have one governor who's Governor Brown, who's in Sacramento. Does that answer the question?
Yeah. So, okay. When making these decisions, do they use their opinion? Do they use scientific facts or research about the drug, or is it both?
I think it's all of it. The reason why I think alcohol is so different than marijuana is because a lot of research has been gone into the effects of alcohol on your blood system and how it affects men versus women, how it affects certain people who are bigger or smaller. But honestly, there isn't much research there is research going on, but not enough on the level of alcohol for marijuana. Like the science is still really new for marijuana, so there's no specific scientific research yet into how much marijuana you need to consume and how much, you know, if consumed would impact or impact your ability to drive a car, impact your ability to be conscious or sober. Does that make sense too?
Yeah. Do you think that there may be other drugs like marijuana that may become legalized in the future?
I think so. I think that as time goes on, I think that the idea of drugs will be destigmatized. I think it's not going to be anytime soon, but I think having marijuana legalized just in California is a huge step. I think it's going to become legal on a national level sooner than later. I wouldn't be surprised if other small recreational drugs become legal. But again, I think that'd be way in the future. And I think that's only because I think society's views of drugs, I think, will change with time. I don't know if it's going to be because of the younger generation that's coming forward or, you know, might have more liberal views than their parents or their grandparents. But I could see it happening. Do I think that cocaine or meth or any of those? I don't think so. But ecstasy and all the other recreational drugs, possibly in the future.
Right. Thank you. Would it be possible to get your title so we could add you on our citations?
Sure. My title is Deputy Alternate. It's a long title. So Deputy Alternate Public Defender.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. If you have any other follow-up questions or things that I maybe said that didn't make sense, just, you know, feel free to text me. I'll be in court all day, but if you want to talk again, just let me know.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a nice day. Okay, you're welcome. Okay. Bye.